So last week I was able to attend the Poverty and Social Exclusion Conference, which was the third memorial conference for Peter Townsend, and was reporting on the early analysis from the Poverty and Social Exclusion Survey. There was some really good press coverage for the conference, which I was reading on the train down to London, which talked a lot about how poverty, as measured by the PSE survey, which is a combination of income and deprivation measures, has continually got worse over the last 30 years. So that when you compare the figures for poverty today to the 1980s, you'll see that poverty has actually got worse. And the DWP were highly critical of this analysis, claiming that all the independent analysis into poverty shows that poverty is decreasing. But that ignores the fact that the PSE survey is an independent study to begin with. But more importantly, the way in which poverty is constructed under the PSE survey is through a consensual approach which seeks to gather the publicly perceived necessities for life within UK society. So this measure of poverty in part is based upon the amount of necessities people lack in order to have a fully engaged life in UK society. And regardless of our own individual opinions of what is and is not classed as a necessity, the PSE survey gathers together a consensual view to get a collective perception of what those necessities are. In a way, it gets a perception of what society perceives as necessities for life, and then works out based on that who lacks certain necessities. So some of the key figures to come out of the analysis are things like 5.5 million adults going without essential clothing, 2.5 million children living in damp homes, 1.5 million children living in homes that cannot afford to heat their home. 1 in 4 adults have incomes below what they consider is needed to avoid poverty. 1 in 6, or 17% of adults in paid work, are poor. And that last one is quite important and quite interesting because since New Labour in particular, the route out of poverty has been seen to be as work. And yet we see in a range of different analysis that in work poverty is rapidly increasing, and the PSE survey shows that the number of people who are poor and in work are actually working 40 plus hours a week. So it's not a case of people in work being poor because there isn't enough work. A good number of these people are also working 40 hours a week. So there's something else going on there, something else which is wrong with the level of income and resources people have, which prevents them from being out of poverty, prevents them from having necessities of life, and prevents them from fully engaging and participating in the life that society expects all its members to have. So we, in part, we can critique the coalition government and to some extent the New Labour government for that focus on in work, of work is the route out of poverty. But we can also be critical of New Labour's announcement on the same day as the conference started that they plan to withdraw benefit support for young adults who are not in education, employment, or training, or NEETs as they are labelled. And this is really frustrating because the PSE survey analysis shows that the same age category that Labour intends to target with this benefit change is one of the most deprived groups in our society today. What we see is that young people have high levels of deprivation. It's high levels of lacking key necessities for life. So the early analysis by Adam Fahmy showed that for young people today, the necessities of life are less affordable than they were in 99. So not only have we got increase in youth unemployment as a result, and connected to that, young people have less income, less resources to draw upon in order to have access to the necessities of life, which are publicly perceived as required to live in UK society. And what makes this worse is that the focus and the targeting of young people in the way that we've seen with the coalition government, but now also with the Labour Party, in withdrawing benefits as a punitive attempt to punish people who are perceived as being lazy and not in work and therefore somehow deficient, is that the problem isn't with these young people themselves, it's with the wider structure of society. And it would be fine if we were targeting this group of people in order to offer them support, but we're not. The policy proposals are the reverse. It's to target these people because they're somehow seen as undeserving, as delinquent. So one of the interesting outcomes, simply because of the timing of the PSE survey, was this focus on young people and how they're not seen as vulnerable and in need of support, but how they're seen as undeserving and delinquent and should therefore be sanctioned if they don't perform in ways that we expect, or I should say, as governments expect them to do. So there's a hell of a lot of analysis and hell of a lot of data contained within the PSE survey, which still needs to be untangled and thought through. But those key headline figures sort of really stuck out, particularly in relation to the position of young people in society, because of the long-term impacts this poverty and deprivation can have on these young people's lives.